Kevin Harlan here. Tomorrow night, 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tomorrow only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere. Even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh yeah, must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on today's show, Al Jackson, Willie's Weed, and Duke Tomato in the parking lot. It's all coming up right after this.
Hello, friends. I'm Chick McGee. And when I decided to do the Off the Air podcast,
it was because I told him to.
That's right. Jess is here, too. It's the return of the Off the Air podcast. We call it Off the Air, OTA. And the only way you can get it, though, is to become a Bob and Tom VIP. And not only do you get our swell podcast, you get the Bob and Tom podcast every
now and then. You get the VIP access. You get to watch it on the camera. Not only do you get to watch the show every morning, but you get to watch our podcast live on Tuesdays.
Noon on Tuesday, we do it live, and you can stream it and call people over you to your desk and go, look at these clowns. They got a podcast. Maybe we should do it. Who knows?
Or you could just tell your friends about it, and they could become a VIP instead of mooching off yours.
Yeah, don't let anybody mooch off your... don't let them mooch off your...
No mooching.
Do it now.
This is Larry King live. My guest is a basketball legend, a sportscaster extraordinaire, and he was just pulled over for drunk driving. Joining me in the studio is the one and only Sir Charles Barkley. Welcome your royal roundness. Now, what's this you were telling the cop who pulled you over? That you were in a hurry for some oral sex, is that true?
All right, first of all, Larry, this has been one of them crazy mix-ups. What I really said was I was in a hurry for some Oreo sex.
Oh. Not oral sex, but Oreo sex.
Right.
Seriously? Come on, man.
See, the girl who I was about to pick up had a special Oreo technique. She was an artist, the way she got to the creamy feeling. It'd just be exploding out.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Hey, Tony, what are you doing here?
Oh, Jesus. After all I've done for you, is this how you repay me? Huh? By spilling your guts to my Uncle June. Jesus.
Uncle June? Brother, you are whacked.
No, but the fact is, you're about to be, you prick.
Oh, chill, Tony. Don't let the thick glasses fool you. That ain't your Uncle Junior. This is a legendary radio and TV personality, Larry King. He's interviewing me about my recent arrest, you know, the DUI.
How many times I gotta tell you? When the cops are involved, you keep your mouth shut. Jesus. That's how you get flipped. Then you turn into a rat. I mean, just look at what they did to Big Pussy.
Wait, something happened to B. Arthur? Why didn't I hear about it?
No, it's a character, Big Pussy, from the HBO show The Sopranos.
Oh, okay.
Tony, you got this all turned around. I'm just trying to clear up some misconceptions. I got a reputation to protect, you know.
Yeah, and you also got your own show. Our show, you selfish prick. How are we supposed to earn when you're giving away the story to a bug-eyed skeleton with the weird hair and suspenders?
I think I preferred being mistaken for Uncle June.
You know something, Tony, you're right. Let me make it up to you. Look, I brought in these Oreo sacks for Larry.
Oh.
Just to illustrate what happened the night I was arrested.
Jesus. What else were you two BFFs going to share? Have a cigar. Oh, help yourself to my antidepressant medication. Let's trade pants. Want to go halfsies on a hooker? Then before you know it, kablam! You're running off to live on broke back. the mountain.
Man, chill, Tony. Oh. These are the new soft Oreo cakesters. Oh. It's like a Twinkie had sex with a cookie, and these are their little delicious babies. Oh. They're the bomb.
Well, pass them over, you prick. Oh, Jesus. Uh-huh. Yeah, they're not crunchy, but they're firm. Mm. They don't back down. They're pretty good.
Don't bogart the Oreos there, fat asses.
Oh, look who's talking. I almost mistook you for a corpse. You grill cream zombie prick. Your suspenders. And you're from a lab.
This is Larry King Live. When we come back, I break out my stash of mega M&Ms. Huh? Same great chocolate taste, but in a bigger candy.
Jesus. Pretty good.
Plus your phone calls right after this.
As big as a great dad's balls.
Wow. Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Talk about a lively show.
Yeah.
Out in the parking lot, over by the dumpster, I had to ship in a portalette because we have a limited number of people allowed in the building. But, boy, was it worth it to get Duke Tomato and the Power Trio live right outside. I want to thank Eddie Hazel, our great engineer, and everybody else who helped out. Sounds great, Eddie. Thank you so much. And the reason it sounds great is because behind those instruments, it's Duke Tomato, James Hill, Bill Ritter, and Joe Maddox. On the big screen to my left, I have one of my favorite human beings. He is Al Jackson.
What's going on, sir? Shout out to Duke Tomato doing the damn thing.
Yes, sir.
You're going to hear T-shades again, Willie.
Son of a
and
gun.
Al has gone to the trouble to put on a pair of T-shades because Bill Ritter is wearing a pair of T-shades playing bass in the parking lot. By the way, just to prove my point, I Googled T-shades. Oh, look, there's a picture of Roger McGuinn from the Byrds. Right there.
There's one picture, but if you read the description in the Urban Dictionary or in Wikipedia,
the Urban
it
Dictionary.
Says they're round.
Those guys are high when they write it. Thank you, Duke. Now let's check in. Going to Denver, Colorado with his shades on.
Mm-hmm. And a tam o'shanter?
That's what right. Yes. That is,
yeah. Oh, I didn't see the little. It's got that little
ball on it.
Tail thing
little,
on it.
That's a little ball.
What's that called?
A tam o'shanter. That's Scottish.
It's a palm.
Yeah, palm.
That's what Dino told me. It's
you're
a
right.
palm.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's like a beret with a
right, that Scottish hat.
Weird puffy tail on it.
It's not a tail.
Now,
it's round.
I was telling Dean because Dean said that this it kind of looks like it could go with a kilt, and yeah. I was, you know, and I'm surprised kilts never made like at least a weird kind of fashion thing where they were around for a summer or something. Because I saw a guy walking down the street in Denver like a year ago. Not on a holiday wearing a kilt. And I was like, that looks, I guess maybe it would be comfortable.
I don't know.
You get to swing free.
Yeah, that flopping and flipping and flopping around.
You might hit the curb, you know, Al.
Oh, yeah. Geez. Might drag on the sidewalk, you know.
There's a guy around here I see every once in a while, a kilt guy.
Cool.
Especially if you go to an outdoor music show, kilt guy will be there occasionally.
Real kilts are pricey. Real pricey.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They're nice wool, I would think. Yeah.
It's,
when you say pricey, what do you mean? Like,
Edinburgh, I was asking, my dad wanted a kilt, and I was shopping around. They said, no, you know, I mean, it's like $1,000.
Oh,
whoa.
And I was able to find kind of a jokey kilt for 50.
Wow.
All polyester.
It's the same way like when you look for cowboy boots, and like real cowboy boots will run you too, and you're just like, oh, okay, like this is not a, yeah, that's, I could see that happening.
Yeah.
I could also see Josh pulling a kilt off. I always say this. And Tom, I want to get you guys' opinion on this because I always tell guys, if you like a lot of guys, like, how do I meet girls and I want to stand out? It's like you look at somebody like whether it's the Tiger King guy or, Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
You look at him and you might go, well, that guy looks ridiculous. But you know what? He picked a lane.
Yeah.
And there's always a girl. When you walk into any bar, you want 9 girls to be like, absolutely not, and 1 girl to be like, that's my guy, rather than 10 girls being like, okay. Like, it's better to kind of have, like, a kilt. A lot of women aren't going to be into it, but the women that are into it are going to be really into it.
Peacocking, essentially.
Yeah, just go ahead.
Yeah.
Didn't Don Cheadle do that in Boogie Nights? He was cowboy guy.
Yes, he kept trying to find his lane.
But
yeah.
He couldn't find his lane. Right. Yeah, he was.
Wow, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the famous thing about the kilt is, of course, you don't wear underwear.
Right.
But I would be afraid that women would know that legend. And
right.
And the guy that is kilt guy is always going to make kind of a smarmy,
that
I guess what.
In, well,
I think that enters into the fantasy
your
about it.
Your
yeah.
buddies are going to flip your kilt up when right. you're out. You know,
I couldn't do
happen.
It because I would get the fat bastard comparisons.
No, you wouldn't. You're not.
Well, no, I'm not, I know I'm not that big.
No,
but
God, no.
People would still make the jokes.
Well, I don't get the joke. What is it?
The Austin Powers character.
You never saw
that.
Oh, you saw
Scottish.
Oh,
yeah, okay. The Scottish.
Okay.
Thomas,
about
that. Somebody was just calling you a fat bastard.
Sorry.
Oh, my God.
It is a fun nickname.
I'm sorry. I thought that was a wow.
Tom's your friend.
That's really rude.
But as a woman, I think it would be a real turn on to know that you weren't wearing underwear under that thing.
I was going to ask you that, Chris. Yeah. Do you think some women would get turned off? Because honestly, let's be real, fellas, when a girl says, I don't have any underwear on, you're like, word.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Nobody's like, that's gross. So I assume there's a lot of women that are like, really?
Sure.
Can't do it. Can't do it. I've tried.
Can't do it. Commando?
Nope.
In what? Jeans or?
Anything. I gotta wear underwear. Got to have my boys. I got to have my fellas up there close to the body. Got to do it.
You got the shart factor.
Know where I'm at.
What?
You know, even the best of jeans can't. Yeah. Can't disguise it when your butt power washes the backside of your denim.
Do you have that problem often?
Man, I wish.
Because I don't know of anyone.
No, I don't. I just, I do now, always
now,
wear
I ask,
black underwear, but.
Can I ask Christy a real question on behalf of all men? And I know she'll give a real honest answer here. Christy,
yes.
Do women check out the package?
Yeah, I think so. Sure.
Can you tell much?
Not really. I mean, depending on where you are and what you're wearing, I guess.
Yeah, Al, you know what it's like saying to him all the time, hey, my eyes are up here. Come on, honey.
I mean, it's got to be. I mean, there's a reason rock stars, you know, make
wear
sure
tight,
that they wear tight pants.
Right.
There's a reason for that.
Absolutely.
And stuff balled up socks down the front of their pants. Sure.
Oh, that's no joke. I was doing a deep dive into some Rolling Stone stuff the other day.
Oh, yeah. God, I thought you were going to say a deep dive into
and
a friend of mine.
There was a shot of Mick Jagger. It looks like he had a giant salami crammed in there.
Well, isn't that the famous
that's not him.
Fingers? Yeah. But that's not him.
Sticky
but
Fingers right. is Joe D'Alessandro, the famous Andy Warhol guy.
I bet he had
Joe Donkey-esque.
Yeah.
Apparently, yeah, but no, that's not Mick Jagger. They did. Mick would like you to think it is.
Apparently, Tom Jones was a stuffer.
Really?
Yeah.
He stuffed, yeah. I remember that, yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I didn't. Okay. I've never run across that.
We have some Tom Jones audio, I think, but we only have it on vinyl.
Oh, no.
Al, have you ever. Al, are you
thanks,
into the vinyl,
Josh.
Al?
Yeah, my bad.
I'm scared to get into the vinyl because I'm so obsessive, Tom. I know that then I'll just be that guy that's annoying and going to.
Al, let me try this. This is Tom Jones. This is one of his most famous songs.
Hey, Al, I tried to be the vinyl guy, and it's a pain in the ass to get the album out and put the needle down.
Now, Al, you're old enough to remember when you did use vinyl, sometimes it would skip.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's just give this a listen here. Then. Oh, yeah, you can hear it.
What's new, pussy?
It seems to be skipping.
What's new, pussy?
Whoops.
hey, let me put a quarter on it.
Yeah. That'll help.
On the tone arm.
Pussy, pussy, I've got flowers and lots of
okay, let me put a couple more quarters in the tone arm here.
Yeah, that should help.
Okay, here we go.
Here we are.
Pussy.
Oh, no, that's not you're making it worse.
It's just, it's just skipping.
Totally worse.
We'll have to do that another time, Al.
I have a question.
Fix that record play.
If a guy's a stuffer, and it gets down to it, where do you take the stuffing out?
Maybe hey, I'm going to go to the bathroom real quick.
Is that it? And then. Ta-da.
Yeah, but this would be the equivalent. One of my favorite words that you never hear anymore is the word falsies.
Yeah.
Just love that.
False.
And there has to be that moment when, you know, the big reveal,
mm-hmm.
when the two foam boobs fly out.
Well, wasn't that part of the plot in the Hilary Swank movie where...
Oh, Boys Don't Cry.
Boys Don't... And she was playing a guy, and his girlfriend never knew it.
Yeah.
Wow.
He would have Tina. He would have a falsie.
Wow.
Or she would have
But
a
now
falsie.
It's built into the bra, so it's kind of like... The falsy is kind of like when the bra is taken off and you realize that there's just like Boeing engineering going on with that bra, and it's really not a lot happening in there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now we got another topic, Al. You are calling from Colorado.
I am.
One of the premier homes of the legal weed.
Yes.
My son Willie is here, who's a friend of yours, I know.
Hey, Al.
What up, man?
And Willie, former Colorado resident. Now in Chicago, also with the legal reefer, the weed.
Yes.
Willie's contention is that it is referred to as weed. We had another a voter. Now, what did...
No, it's not that I... It's just that you're so fascinated with what you call it that at this point, let's just call it weed. Let's just get it out of the way. It's weed. It's pot.
And actually, Al, you could be on the ground floor of Willie's Weed franchises all across the United States if you'd like to get in and sell in Colorado.
Well, see, Willie Nelson already has one.
Yeah, it's called Willie's Reserves.
Yeah, so, oh, it is called... Well, Willie's Weed, though, that'd be all right.
There might be a legal case there.
Right. There might be some lawsuits there for you, Chickie. Oh, but yeah, okay. I see where you're going.
So,
I like it.
If you were talking to someone and you wanted it, what would you say? Would you use the term grass?
If I'm not using weed, and I'll never use reefer, that'll be my last day on the planet.
Yeah.
I would probably say trees, actually.
Yep. That's what we just heard, tree. Does that cross various ethnicities, the phrase tree?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's more for black folks, but I don't think any white person that smoked weed would be like, what are you talking about? Like, that's like, no.
If I said I'm looking for some tree, there'd be someone showing up with a birch, an oak, a maple. Do you ever use the term tree?
A lot of folks will say flower to distinguish they're talking about actual like weed and not hash oil or an edible. Flower.
So if I said tree, you'd know what I was talking about?
Absolutely, yeah. If you said tree, I wouldn't. If Al said tree, I'd get it. If you said tree, yeah.
Have you ever used dro? Like hydroponic?
Dro, yeah.
I've heard dro.
I think people used to use that back when they were distinguished, when it was illegal and you would be asking for a stronger strain from your dealer. Okay.
All right.
And so you'd say, I want that dro, but that would cost more money. And now it's like everything's dro. Like there's no such thing as like stems and seeds and like regs anymore.
Yeah. Mm.
Remember that great song from Commander Cody and the Lost Planet Airmen? It's I'm Down to Seeds and Stems Blues. Apparently not. Apparently no one remembers that.
No.
Do you call, do you still refer to your dealer as the man, or has that gone out of fashion?
I don't think he ever probably did.
No, never. That's reserved for police officers in the 1960s.
That's right. Give my mask to the guys at the precinct.
The man. No, I mean, you would always say, do you want to call your guy? That would be my code word.
Are there a lot of women drug dealers? Have they made the transition into this particular profession?
I'm not incriminating myself on national radio, but
Ms. Patch, she was a drug dealer.
That's true.
Yeah. I think it's just a little bit more dangerous, obviously, because when people know you got money on you, sometimes they're apt to try and take advantage of that. But I think just like with everything, women are more organized and timely, which was, I think, that's what really bothers me about this generation. I sound so old, I should be underneath a lemon tree saying this, but like, the fact that when people now want marijuana, they can just go get it and it's just there. Like there would just be hours waiting for your guy, wondering if he's going to answer his phone or come.
Yes.
Or he said he's on his. And just like this, the not knowing was just like, what are we doing? It would like ruin you getting to a party because you'd be waiting on this.
Right.
Hence the great
human.
Lou Reed song from the Velvet Underground, I'm waiting for my man.
Right.
Yes.
If we knew we wanted to get high the upcoming Saturday, we started looking early.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Al, we have time for one new word as I try to expand my vocabulary. Do you have a good one for me?
Yeah, Tom. All right. We're going to do one quick one. I don't think we've done this one yet. Tom, that word is mood.
M-O-O-D?
M-O-O-D. When would you use that in today's parlance?
And it's not chicks in a mood today, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, chicks never in a mood. Good to see you, by the way, man. You look good.
Oh, thank you, Al.
Is it a good thing or a bad thing, Al?
It could be either one. And when you hear the definition, you'll see what I mean by that. It could be anything.
So I'm going to take a stab at this. I went to the party, and that place was in the mood.
No.
Okay. So it could be. Is it primarily positive though? No.
No. It's a neutral word. I'll like think about it like water. It could be good or bad.
Hey, chick, I'm gonna go get some Mexican for lunch. You want to go?
Mood. Is that right?
That's it. Yeah, that's it? You could. It's more like
you're gonna get beef.
Whatever. Yeah, it'd be like if you were like, hey,
I'm in the mood.
So
for
mad.
Or
just like I'm so mad. My boss made me work Saturday and Sunday this week. I can't believe we have to work. And you'd be like, move. Yeah. Saying like I feel the exact same way.
Right.
Oh, I get it.
It's like an emotional agreement.
Yeah. I see. But yes. you forego using sentence structure, syntax, and language essentially.
It's all the right, new. I feel you.
Yeah.
Shortcut. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Al. It's always a great pleasure. And Al wearing his T-shades once again.
Yes.
And we'll look forward to talking to you again soon. Al is featured on the Daily Blast. Show's going great.
Yes, sir. Show's going really good. And, Tom, really quickly, I know I got to go, but, I know that you've been saying you've been riding around listening to Bob and Tom in the trunk. I also want you to add to that, we're top down like the third row of an envoy.
Translate quickly, please. What is it?
Okay, the third row of any like large Suburban always mm-hmm. folds down, so like right. you guys are down with it. So top down like the third row of an envoy.
All right. That's
cool. All right, so say the whole sentence, Tommy.
I was in my Suburban with the top down and the third row down because I had the girls' bikes in the back. Is that close?
No.
Close enough.
Al, write that down. Next week you're going to have to teach me because I don't.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in the oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.